So how did we get here? The financial crisis caused the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to do a deep dive into reasons why consumers ended up with products they weren't suited for. They were caused a lot of hardships and ultimately at many times caused foreclosures. While the lenders were often blamed, the settlement process also ended up being more closely scrutinized by the CFPB. Surveys show that consumers they felt rushed, they were overwhelmed and confused by the whole settlement process. So the result was CFPB whacked the stack hybrid e-closing pilot, which was 1,200 consumers were return results after doing a hybrid e-closing where they had the advantage of reviewing documents in advance and in digital closings. And they found that by doing this, that the consumers felt much more confident, understood the process better, and ultimately had a much better closing experience. So in 2016, Quicken launched Rocket Mortgage, and I'm sure many of you have seen these commercials incessantly, right? And so basically, this was starting the digital transformation of the mortgage manufacturing process by digitizing the front end validation of income, employment, and assets, and minimizing the document submission requirements. This has resulted in pressures to change the way in which we do business, really, as consumers come to expect a digital process, demand more efficient processes, and respect their time and provide more transparency throughout the process. Digital closing benefits not only improve consumer experience, but they also provide enormous benefits for the settlement agents. Shorter closings mean more closings that can be handled each day. Consumers' opportunity to, again, review documents in advance, ask questions, which reduces the amount of explanation that has to be given at the closing table or during the closing. Lenders can participate pre-closing as well. Consumers can ask lenders questions, realtors, the builders. So this whole experience has helped this process transform. So lenders are now beginning to market a superior closing process using terms like express close, flash close, and again, the key advantages are the advanced opportunity to review the documents, pre-closing, counseling by the loan officers, pre-signed lender documents, shorter closings, 15-minute closings. So we're trying to maximize the closing experience for the consumer and referral partners. As lenders move more and more toward a digital process, remote online notarization is taking hold across the country. Pen and paper are being replaced with video connectivity via web portal with the notary. Anywhere, anytime, 24/6, not 24/7 yet, allowing for multiple party participation. So this chart will show you the increase in the e-note volume through 18 to 19. As you can see, in 18, there were 16,950 done. In the first quarter of 19, 19,000. Through June of 19, we see 14,000. And actually, this chart doesn't show it, but through August of 19, it was 62,650. So this is where we're going. So Stewart Underwriting began reviewing these portal-based e-closing technologies in 2017. What we discovered were benefits that were superior to the protections of the paper world. Portal-based technologies allow for individual signer verification and passcodes. Multi-factor identification allows for validation of the consumer, the logins created by the consumer. Additionally, digital technologies provide an audit trail throughout the closing process, when a document is viewed, how much time was spent reviewing a document, when was the document signed, when was it notarized. So we have an audit trail throughout the whole closing process. In 2017, Texas actually passed their legislation, and their legislation, Texas legislation, was used as the MBA model legislation that was adopted also by Nevada. And John will get into more of the legal side in a few minutes. Remote online does require underwriter approval for the platforms that are being used. While there are about a dozen platforms available, there are a little bit more limited with remote online notarization. Stewart has approved 4 e-closing platforms to date, which are Notarize, NotaryCam, Pavazo, and Nexus. Ron, operational consideration. It is important to note that the platforms do have varying revenue models, which should be taken into account. So Notarize, it's an outsource only. NotaryCam, outsource and a license. Pavaso, license for escrow officer participation, and Nexus. Notarize outsource is a revenue model that you can leverage the professional trained notaries employed by Notarize to handle transactions. So you just have to, whenever you're trying to determine which platform to use, I think one of the things that for consideration is, how do you want to handle a transaction, what's available to you, and can you also use your escrow officer to help explain the documents and be involved, more involved in the transaction. I would also recommend scripting. You want to make sure you have this on video, that confirming that the consumer is willingly signing electronically, that they can view the documents properly, that the consumer is not they're doing it willingly, and that they understand that a e-signing is the same, will have the same legal effect as would a wet signature.